Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm back again. I just went out and scolded my bird, try to keep him quiet because he's disturbing my thought processes here, and my thought processes aren't all that good anyway. Osama bin Laden, there you go. I had a mental block here, folks. I couldn't think of Osama bin Laden, Bush bin Laden's name. You know, that's a buddy of Bush's, by the way. The international criminal Bush family has been friends and business associates with bin Laden for years, the bin Laden family, for years and years and years. But anyway, back to this. Ahmadinejad is trying his best. At the same time, he's issuing statements that they want to protect the Israeli Jewish people and see no harm come to them. And that is true because we have reports here at R2 Police and Military Association, folks, that there's the largest contingency of Jews in the Middle East. Other than Israel, is right there in Iran, okay? And the Jews live there peacefully. They've lived there for generation after generation. And there's no problem between the Muslim and the other people that live, the Christians that live in Iran, and the Jewish people. They live together in peace there. They have over 25,000 last time we heard in this one community of Jewish people there in Iran, near Tehran, very close. Tehran, is it? Tehran, okay. But so Ahmadinejad has talked about their good relationship with the Jews, but how he hates in Iran and all of the Middle East, hates the communist Zionists that control Israel. And I'll tell you, folks, there are a lot of Jews that I personally know in the military and law enforcement and around the world that hate the communist Zionists that control Israel. Absolutely hate them because they're a warring, evil people, the communist Zionists that control Israel. And so the Jews themselves, many, many Jews, even more today than yesterday, are joining the crusade against the communist Zionist controllers that control Israel and are taking Israel into all these wars and all of this death and destruction. And if you don't believe it, go to www.JewsAgainstZionism.com, and then there's the NutriCarta Jews, and then there's other Jews, too, organizations of Jews around the world that are totally against the communist Zionists, Ashkenazi Gentiles that call themselves Jews that control Israel. And so it's not just coming from this old cop here, this old Irish cop, Jack McLam, but it's coming from the Jews themselves. And that is who wants to take over the whole Middle East, not the Jews themselves. But Ahmadinejad made a number of speeches talking about how his nation hates the aggression and the warlike mentality and murders of the communist Zionists, not the Jewish people. And he said that repeatedly, but you will never hear it in the news in America that's controlled by the Ashkenazi communist Zionists control our news here in America. And they're never going to tell you the truth about Ahmadinejad or Saddam Hussein or anybody else, because they want to take over the whole Middle East, and that's what they're doing. But anyway, Ahmadinejad's doing what America would do if we knew a bully was coming to take over America and bomb America. Would we not get ready for war, folks? So can we fault Ahmadinejad for trying to fight off the international terrorists that are coming for his nation and his oil? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're broadcasting here from our two police and military associations up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. Our two police and military associations are Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues, and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, which has turned out to be an international group as police officers and soldiers from around the world have heard about us fighting against the same criminal government leaders that they have, these international criminal elite that control their governments too. And so we do have other police officers and soldiers from other nations working with us through Police and Military Against the New World Order as their nations are attacked and put under this Antichrist world government system, too, as we speak. And so it's good to be here today with you. Very, very good on this Sunday. By the way, it doesn't interfere with my Sabbath because my wife and I, through reading the Holy Bible, realized that the Sabbath is Saturday. And so that's our Sabbath. Yesterday was our Sabbath. And today is the Sun God Day. Okay, Sunday. And we have the information to prove that the Catholic Church changed the Sabbath to the Sun God Day, and that was many, many generations ago, of course. All right, folks, if you'd like to call in today on the Officer Jack McLam program, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 to get into the program today. Love to hear from you, okay? Just go ahead and give a call, and I'm going to go on with the program here where we're waiting for some calls to come in. I am very, very angry, folks, very, very angry at our fellow cops who allowed a woman to bleed to the point where she miscarried and lost her baby while they were stopping her on a traffic stop. I am so angry, I can't tell you. I wish that I could slap these officers around a little bit, especially the female officer, after this young lady, Sophia Salva, told her 9 times on the traffic stop, "I'm bleeding. I have to go to the hospital. I'm pregnant. I'm bleeding. I have to go to the hospital." And the female officer, I've never hit a woman in my life and never will, but I almost think if this female officer was here, I'd slap her around. But she looks at this fellow female, Sophia Salva, young lady who's pregnant and bleeding, and they're keeping her there at the traffic stop. Matter of fact, they arrested her and took her to jail until her baby died. But after the 9th request, and this is all on film, folks, it's all on the police videotape, where she's asking this female officer for the 9th time, saying, "I'm bleeding, I've got to go to the hospital, I'm miscarrying." And the female officer looks at her and says, "How is that my problem?" Wouldn't you just like to shake and slap that female officer around a little bit? I'm telling you, my gosh, I am so angry. How is that my problem that you're pregnant and bleeding and miscarrying and you have to go to the hospital? Incredible, folks. Incredible. Now I see what is happening. When I was on the Phoenix Police Department, I was used administratively, too. I was the intelligence officer for the Phoenix Police Department. I was one of the intelligence officers for the Phoenix Police Department. And I was in administrative work at times. I was a street cop most of the time. And I saw a lot of things. And one thing I saw, by the way, too, I was a certified, state-certified police academy instructor, too. And I saw recruiting being done back in the 70s and 80s. And the police at that time were screening out people that were too religious and would not take them as police officers if you were too religious, or if you were too constitutional. If you knew too much about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they wouldn't take you as a police officer. They wanted cops that knew nothing about the Constitution and were not too spiritual. Well, folks, I think they got them. I think they've gotten them by screening out these officers that were too religious and too constitutionally knowledgeable since the days I was on the force. Silva, this young lady who's bleeding, and she could have died, you know, but she lost her baby, was held overnight on traffic violations, folks, and some outstanding city warrants. These are, folks, these are infractions. These are regulations passed into law that are infractions. They should not be a death sentence. But they took her to jail. She was there at the roadside probably an hour telling these officers that she was bleeding. She was pregnant, bleeding, and miscarrying, and had to go to the hospital. So they took her to jail. After being released the next morning, she delivered a premature baby boy who died after 1 minute. Fortunately, and I say good, Sophia Silva has an attorney and is suing officers Melody Spencer, an absolute creep, if you want to know what I feel, and shouldn't even be a cop, Kevin Schnell, and the police department for wrongful death, personal injuries, and failure to provide medical assistance. Sophia Silva is seeking actual damages exceeding $25,000 man, this woman ought to get $2-3 million in punitive damages to punish and deter such conduct in the future. I hope that she sues these officers and hurts them real bad. Now, I love my fellow officers, folks. I do. You know that. I love my fellow officers. I've worked as a volunteer here 26 years to try to educate them. I don't think I could educate this woman and this Kevin Schnell, my fellow officer. I think they're past being educated. I think they're just horrible creatures. Because, folks, what you do, and I've done this myself on traffic stops and other kinds of stops in the city of Phoenix, when somebody tells you they're on their way to the hospital and that's why they did this or that or this or that, and you stopped them, you check it out. If this young lady said she was bleeding, I would get a female officer out there to check and see if she is bleeding. And then if she is bleeding, I would get her to the hospital as fast as we could. And here they had a female officer right there, and evidently she refused to see if she was telling the truth that she was bleeding. It would be very obvious, folks. Sylvia, the young lady that lost her baby and could have died herself, said to the female officer, "Do you want to check me?" Sylvia asked on the videotape. It's right on the videotape. She says, "I'm bleeding. I have a 3-month baby inside." Schnell, Officer Schnell, not the woman, who has worked for the department for less than 2 years, walks away from the car and tells his partner, the female, "She's just given me a line of excuses. She says she's bleeding. She said you can check her." Silva said, "I'm 3 months pregnant and I'm bleeding." Repeatedly, at least 9 times on the tape that we can see. Spencer, the female, 4-year veteran, replied, "Okay, why are you driving to the store and then putting a fake temporary tag on your car?" She says, Silva says, "I took it because I want to get to the hospital without being stopped." Evidently, she put a phony sticker on the back to try to get to the hospital with expired tags without getting stopped, is what this is all about. The officers made Silva sit on the curb. Here's a pregnant woman bleeding, folks, bleeding, having a miscarriage, and they had her sit on the curb as they searched her car, purse, and grocery sack. Silva tells the officers that she is bleeding and asks them to check her underwear and says she wants to go to the hospital. Well, Spencer said, "That will be something you can take care of when we're done with you." After a drawn-out process to get Silva's identification information, Silva was clearly upset. Well, I would think so. He says, "I have a baby in my stomach, and I'm bleeding, and I opened my underwear for you to see." "Stay seated," yelled Officer Schnell. "If you die here, if I die here, will you take care of me?" Silver said. "If I die here?" "Fair enough," said Officer Schnell. What would you like to do to these officers, folks? You're a reasonable listening audience out there. You're fair, you're caring about people. What would you like to do to these officers? Call in and let me know at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I don't even want to tell you what I'd like to do to these officers, but you can call in and tell me what you think, okay? So she says, "If I die here," evidently she's bleeding, and she could die there, folks. She could have died right there. And Officer Schnell says, "Yeah, we'll take care of you if you die here." I'll be right back, folks. I'm angry. I'm really angry. I wish I was king of America for just one day. King of America for one day. I'd be nothing like Boy George Bush. You can believe that. I'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona's police department. The most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix Police Department. I've heard from friends of mine on the force that I'm still the most highly decorated officer. But I'm also the most fired officer in the sixth largest city in the United States. 2,500 men and women under arms on the Phoenix Police Department. And I'm the most fired. And it's because I hated immoral and unlawful cops, criminal cops. And that's who these people are right here. Let me finish this up and then we'll talk about it. And you can call in, folks, at 800-313-9443 if you'd like. Officer Snell just told her on tape that if you die here, I'll take care of you. Officer said that Spencer said, this bleeding thing is something you can take care of when we're done with you. And then they took at least a half an hour, 45 minutes, going through the computer and pulling up her information as she sat bleeding on the curb there, miscarrying her baby. And the officer said here that you got more problems than just your bleeding, okay? Yeah, they told her, you got more serious problems than he says, I don't doubt that you're possibly bleeding, But you've got a lot more problems with us than that, Officer Snell said. Silver was handcuffed. The lady was handcuffed. And she again tells Officer Snell she's bleeding. And said they take her to jail. No tapes are available, videotapes are available of Sylvia's time in the county jail, but she contends in the lawsuit that she continued pleading for help at the jail. And it wasn't until the next morning, folks. Now listen, when you take somebody to jail, I can tell you from being a cop in the sixth largest city in the United States, when you take somebody to jail and they're bleeding or they have an injury, you get them medical attention right now. You do that. That's what you do because the government, the city, doesn't want lawsuits against them. Well, here's this bleeding, miscarrying mama or prospective mother that's held at the roadside for at least an hour, and then they transfer her to jail. And she is in jail all night pleading for help, telling them she's bleeding, she's miscarrying, and they got her no help. And now the tapes of her pleading in jail are gone. They've been recycled. Isn't that interesting, folks? But she contends in the lawsuit that she continued to plead for help, and they were all ignored. The next morning, after bleeding all night long, jailers let her go to the hospital after she passed a large blood clot. Sylvia Silva delivered a premature baby boy who lived for 1 minute. My goodness gracious, folks. I tell you that I think it has worked. By them screening out morally high moral people from police work, and highly religious people from police work, and constitutional, knowledgeable police officers, screening them out now for 20-some years, almost 30-some years, I think they got what they want, folks. And that is uncaring, unsophisticated, unintelligent, it seems like in this particular case, officers out there. Now, I'm not talking about all of them, because I know some great officers today that care about God and country. And believe me, we work with them all the time here at our two police and military associations. But I think they're getting the type of monsters they want to dress up in uniform, folks. And here's two of them right here, these two officers. Okay, I heard something in my earphones that somebody's on the line. Who is it? Okay, Mike in Maryland. Mike, welcome. Mike's in Maryland. And, brother, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, those officers should get, I'm not a lawyer, but I don't know if the term negligent homicide applies, but they ought to get 25 years for that.
I think it does apply. I think it does apply, Mike. They should be prosecuted for killing this baby at some level.
And she'd get $25 million. But,
yeah.
In compensation, that's small compensation. But like you say, it might make them think twice before doing that again. But I want to mention a movie that your listeners might find interesting, because I'm kind of a movie buff, but I'm very, very picky. It's called Children of Men. And people who are interested in the New World Order and the Illuminati and things like that, which I think 90%+ of people listen.
Okay. Hey, Mike, hold on just a minute there. Hold on, Mike. We'll be right back with you. And then we have Ernie in Virginia. Ernie, hang on. We'll be with you, too, right after Mike. Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Mike, let me give you this last little information that just came in here. Last month, Russia completed delivery of the Tor M1 missile system to Iran. Washington said the sale undermines regional security. Actually, folks, it builds up regional security because the madmen in Israel and America are going to bomb them into the Stone Ages, nuke them, and destroy the atmosphere around the world. When they nuke Iran, we're going to have nuclear fallout all over the world. They're already getting depleted uranium fallout in Europe from us dropping our and using our depleted uranium rounds there in Iran. So anyway, Russia is involved and still involved, evidently, just last month of delivering the Tor M1 missile system to Iran. So at least there's some people in the world that are trying to help Iran, stop Iran from getting nuked. And I'm happy to see that. I don't want to see a war, and I don't want to see any more of our soldiers killed by these international criminals that control our government. But and I'm sorry to say that Russia could give them nuclear bombs and it wouldn't make any difference because the Bush crime family has been ordered to go in and take over the oil in Iran and Syria now. So Anyway, let's go right back to Mike. Mike, welcome back to the program, brother. Continue on.
Hey, thank you. So I'll talk about the movie a little bit and maybe talk about a couple things. I'll try not to take up too much time. But basically,
okay.
the movie takes place in 2027 in England.
And what's the name of it?
It's called Children of Men.
Oh, okay. All right.
It takes place in 2027 in England. And the opening scenes is England is like virtually a third world cesspool. But the English are tired of illegal aliens, so they're kind of like in a more or less a police state, and they're trying to ship out all the illegal aliens. That's kind of the backdrop.
Yeah.
But basically, the opening scene, this young man dies. He's 18 years old, and he's world famous. Well, he's world famous because he's the youngest person alive on the planet. So they haven't had any live births on the planet Earth for over 18 years, and nobody can understand why all the women on the planet are infertile. And basically, there's like little asides in the movie. This one, Michael Caine, always good. He plays kind of like this very aging hippie in the movie who befriends this journalist who's used to smuggle out this one woman who, against miracle of miracles, actually is pregnant. And the movie revolves around trying to smuggle her out of the country to this one place called the Human Project, where apparently they're trying to kickstart the birth cycle of the human race again. But there's got some good asides in there where Michael Caine is commenting on a terrorist event in London. Says, you know, it's funny. It seems like every time one of our politicians gets into trouble, there's a terror attack.
Yeah.
There's like little references like that. But talking about the Iranians, you know, I guess we expect the Iranians to lie down and take it.
Right.
You know, and then World War II, I mean, we had the Flying Tigers shooting down Japanese Zeros months before Pearl Harbor, didn't we?
We certainly did, yeah.
And Roosevelt was surprised we were attacked.
He wasn't surprised.
Yeah, sure.
He planned it all.
I'll tell you, RBN just keeps getting better all the time. I think his name is Otto. I forget his first name. Was on last night talking about the Illuminati and...
Yeah,
the Ashkenazi Jews and his book World War III. The guy, I wish I would have taken notes. He was incredible.
Wow, that's good to hear. I'm sorry I missed that. I was out of the area.
Oh, great, a great show. But everything on there is great. There's a lot of things I want to talk about. But basically, you know, I don't know. I try to be optimistic. Hopefully, the American people aren't stupid enough to fall for the same ploy again. I mean, I don't know. You know, if we a false flag terror or Gulf of Tonkin incident, hopefully they won't pull it off, and hopefully the American people aren't stupid enough to fall for it. I don't know.
Well, me too, Mike. But it seems like that if they hit us the right way, and one thing really scared us here the last couple of weeks is we got three reports in that the international criminals were thinking about blowing up our school children in our schools and blaming it on the Iranians, and that just frightened us because we know what that would do psychologically to our people, and they would probably scream, "Go kill all the Arabs on Earth," you know, if they blew up our school children. So we just have to keep our prayers going, Mike, because God's in His heaven and on His throne, and He's in charge, and if we come back to Him and ask forgiveness for having him thrown out of this nation and tell the Lord we want to bring him back and his law back and get back under his law, God will put his hand of protection back on America. But if we don't, Mike, it's over, brother. Now, we win in the end, those that love the Lord, but it's going to be a Donnybrook. It's going to be really rough until the end comes, that's for sure. Thanks,
yeah.
Mike. Thanks for calling in, brother. Hope you'll call back again, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Take care now. Okay, let's go to our brother Ernie in Virginia. Ernie, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Officer McLean. Enjoying your show today, and I appreciated Mike's call and comments very much, and I agree with his sentiments about the officers Snell and Sylvia and what happened there. And you had some discussion on potential false flag operation with Iran and the international criminals who control the government. They also control our mainstream media. It's a continuation where I keep reading alternative media that the imminent attack on Iran is to occur by the end of April. Bob Chapman more recently indicated in the International Forecaster that the attack will be by April 1st. Now, it may be that Israel attacks first, and then with the false flag event, then we come back with the nuclear event against Iran.
Right.
But
yeah.
One of my concern is what's going on, again, with the Border Security and the Border Security agents, officers Ramos and Campion,
yeah.
And the recent incident involving Border Security agent Ramos, where he was attacked in prison. And as
yeah.
you said in prior shows, this was likely to occur.
Yes, and I'm just so happy they didn't kill him.
Oh, I know.
But that's coming, too, if we don't get him out of there.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm watching Lou Dobbs. And on mainstream media, Lou Dobbs' show is about the only show I see covering this event. And you know, as in any federal prison, they have cameras. And if you have a fight a fight like this, and these illegal aliens beating up Ramos, and he was promised safety and protection
yeah.
because of the sensitivity of his position and his prior arrest of probably some of those same people that are in the same prison, that it was a very high-risk situation. And despite all of that, there was no medical treatment given right away. The guards purportedly did not come in to stop the event. So, you know, not only do we have officers with questionable integrity, but it appears our guards themselves in these prisons may not be totally have the highest integrity and respect of their fellow human beings.
Dear Brother Ernie, when I went to testify for Yuri Call in Pennsylvania, in the big federal prison up in Pennsylvania, I went to testify on his parole hearing, and he's been very outspoken about the Masonic Lodge and all kinds of things about he and his dad. Matter of fact, had written articles on the Masonic Lodge. And when I got up to Pennsylvania and went into the parole board hearing to testify as Officer McLam for Yuri Call, I sat down across the table from the two hearing officers, and they both were flashing their big Masonic rings at me. And I looked around at Yuri Call and kind of winked at him, and I knew that this wasn't going to go anywhere.
Right.
And sure enough, it didn't. They were going to keep him in there forever. And but Yuri told me later, he says, Jack, the warden is bringing the drugs into the prison here, this federal prison, and the guards are distributing the drugs because the warden says he wants to keep the population docile, and the drugs keep the population docile. So you're right, brother. The evil is not just in the top administration of our states and the federal government, but they recruit evil people and just immoral people and criminals into these positions so that when the warden gives a word like, hey, we're going to get Campion and Ramos killed, the president wants them dead, then it'll happen. Now, I'm not saying that happened and the president said that, but I'm saying that those things can happen because of the people they hire that will do what they're told to do, Ernie.
Oh, absolutely, Officer McLam. And I read more recently an article by Joel Skousen, his latest World Affairs brief, that the administration has a continuous campaign to intimidate more of the good Border Patrol agents, and morale is so low. And there was an incident just 2 weeks ago where a 39-year-old border agent tried to arrest 7 illegal aliens near Naco, Arizona.
Yeah.
And one of the illegals threw a rock and the officer fired, and now apparently the Mexican government and they have all these people that try to turn the tide against the good border security officers.
Sure.
And they're going to falsify more falsified testimony, like in the case with Ramos and Campion and his
yes.
Congressman Poe and Rockenbrocker of California and others who have been so outspoken and upset last week when Department of Homeland Security, the IG, testifying could not produce the evidence or the reports claiming that these border security agents said they were out to shoot some Mexicans and some other things.
Right. Yeah.
It was all falsified. Well,
they all lied about that, yes.
But as this pattern continues, Officer McLean, what we will see is the good people in border security and the good officers, the good people in the federal government, state, and local government, they will not work in conditions like that. And over time, what will end up on the border and in government, we will get less and less ethical and moral people in positions of authority. And as a result, as time passes, and this administration is doing such a good job keeping the borders open, pushing for the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway system, and their guy in Texas, U.S. Attorney Sutton, who is a close ally of Bush, who some are rumored to say now that are saying that he may get a federal position. If you remember what happened in Alabama. The Attorney General there, Mr. Pryor, went after, remember Judge Moore when he tried to display the Ten Commandments and stood up.
He got a federal judgeship.
That's right, and this is where Sutton is likely to end up too. And I guess what I'm trying to say here, as time passes, unless good people stand up and demand justice and get this changed, get this reversed, and it's not going to happen through mainstream media. Because American people, those who rely on mainstream media, all they're getting is propaganda, disinformation. They're being misled every day. They've got to start thinking for themselves and demand justice for these agents, because if they don't, things are going to get much, much worse.
That's right. Yeah.
And one last thing here. This was maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago. The former Secretary of State, Mr. Brzezinski, under the Carter administration, testified in Congress about the need for negotiation in the Middle East. And not that I'm an advocate for negotiation, but this whole thing of going to war in Afghanistan and Iraq, we know it was oil-driven, Middle East control of oil. As Barry Shamish has spoken before about the Sabbateans who are in the Council on Foreign Relations and the CFR link in the State of Israel and here, and that they run the Council on Foreign Relations. And what they're pushing here is one world government. They want a regional government in the Middle East. They want a regional government here. And they're going to do this using commerce, trade, and in the Middle East. They can't do it as fast as or below the radar as effectively as they can in the U.S., because so many people are bought into this free trade notion that somehow, despite all the jobs lost in America, somehow NAFTA, CAFTA, the free trade areas of America, is going to help the middle class. Total propaganda.
Truly. Yes. Truly.
But when Mr. Brzezinski spoke in Congress, not one mainstream media outlet covered it.
That's right. Yeah, so he's an old Marxist, and he wrote a book, matter of fact, talking about how wonderful Marxism is. I remember back during the Carter days. And he knows. I mean, the man knows what's going on.
Well, he does.
So we need to read his book, and we need to listen to him, because he knows what's going on.
Right. When he speaks out in Congress, and he's considered by many to be one of the highest-ranked members of the Illuminati in the country.
Sure, he is.
And then when we read about the Democratic Party wanting, the Democratic Party is, we had the midterm election. What are the Democrats doing? This so-called discussion about the resolution objecting to the increased troops in Iraq, that's all bogus. It's a waste of time. It's total baloney. They've abandoned the American people. The Republican Party has abandoned the American people. So the American people need to stand up and make a difference. And if they don't get behind Ramos and Compion, call constantly every day.
Yeah.
And let's get some Democrats, one Democrat in the country, one Democrat. This is an American issue, not a partisan Republican issue, but these border security agents need to be protected, and American citizens need to stand up for them, and let's get some action, And thank you, and God bless you for your show today.
Thank you, Ernie. God bless you, too, and your wonderful wife for your activism, because that's what it's all about. As we say in Christianity, you can pray, but if you don't put feet to your prayers, if you don't do anything, then your prayers are just prayers. And so thank you, Ernie, for you and your lovely wife for being activists. And what you do there in Virginia, you know, affects me, my three boys, and my nine grandchildren. And we love you for it, Ernie. Thank you.
And thank you, Officer McGlade.
God bless you now. Take care.
You too.
Let's go real quick to Michael in Arizona. Brother Michael, been a while. How are you doing?
Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you, Jack?
Good, brother. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, this is a bit off topic.
Hold on. We'll come back right after the break, okay?
Okay.
Hang on, Michael. Be right back. Okay, folks, we'll be right back, and we'll be closing out the program with Michael from Arizona. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Michael in Arizona. Michael, sorry we're short on time, but go right ahead, brother.
Well, I wanted to ask you a question since you're a professional. I got pulled over Friday, Jack, and I got
Oh, you did?
I got
Yeah.
I got a car I just got running, and I slapped a plate on it from one of my other cars.
Uh-oh.
The cop got behind me. He flagged me, pulled me over. Very nice guy, by the way.
Yeah.
He gave me a ticket for a fictitious registration, which he tells me is a criminal offense.
Yeah.
I have two questions for you. He was very nice, came up, told me this stuff, went back, did the warrant check, and he came back up, and he was going to let me go. And then his supervisor pulled up behind him.
Uh-huh.
He went back and talked to his supervisor for about 5 minutes, and then he came up and questioned the heck out of me. He took my address, took my phone number, took my social security number, and the whole thing. My first question is, do they red flag my car now because of that and watch for it?
I don't think so. No, if you're a patriot, if they know you're a patriot, then you are red flagged, you know, and it sounds like, I don't know what's in your NCIC file, but I know what's in mine, and I'm red flagged terribly. And
okay,
so but if you're a patriot, you're red flagged, and they're very cautious with you because the federal government has said you're a domestic terrorist if you're a patriot, you know.
Okay, the other question I have is, he said, I'm forced to appear. And, you know, is there a possibility of jail time since this is a criminal offense, or do they just fine you and slap you?
No, I don't think there's jail time. I mean, the judge, who is usually a criminal himself, that's the only reason, the way you become a judge today, could give you jail time, but it's very unlikely, Michael, very unlikely. Usually, if you don't have an extensive record of some kind of activity, they don't put you in jail for a traffic crime. Okay, yeah, years ago, when I was a cop, I remember when they changed over in the Phoenix Police Department, or Arizona, they changed some of the crimes. Instead of being misdemeanor civil violations to criminal offenses, okay? So that's what you've fallen under, and but there should be no jail time with it. I don't think that that'll happen at all. You might talk to a local attorney that works on these things, but I don't think so, Michael.
What's interesting, you know, back on the case you talked about with Sylvia, this gentleman was a young cop, and he was a very nice, very professional guy. However,
yeah.
The supervisor that pulled up, I had my 18-year-old stepdaughter in the car with me, and the
yeah.
whole time he just sat there leering at my stepdaughter.
Really?
And then, you know, he had a conversation with the other cop. That's when the other cop came up and started interrogating me. He was going to let
yeah.
me go without it until the supervisor
right.
showed up.
Yeah.
So I
well,
think they promote those bad guys real quick.
Jack. That's what they do. They promote the bad guys up through the rank, and they become police chiefs, and they become head of the State Department of, Highway Patrol and all. So that's what you've gotten into. You got good officers at the bottom. This guy probably won't get promotions unless he starts turning nasty, you know, with the public. And because he treated you pretty good, and that doesn't go well with him for promotion. So you got the supervisors there who, they promote the bad guys. That's the way it works.
And listen, thanks a lot, Jack. Pleasure talking to you. Okay?
Okay, Michael. God bless you, brother. And call back again next week. I'd love to hear from you.
All right,
folks. I guess that's the end of the show. It was quick. My goodness. But I want to ask you to please call every day for our brothers Ramos and Compion. Tell your congressmen and senators to sign on to that HR bill. I don't have the name of it here. That will release them, that the Congress can pass a resolution to get him out of prison. They don't have to go to the president. Please call your congressmen and senators every single day, and let's pester the heck out of them. God bless all of you folks out there, and don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good day.